And now, four fabulous anecdotes from Craig Brown's Beatles biography.
1. Ode to Pot. No strangers to drink and drugs, the Beatles had never tried marijuana. It was not until they were in New York in the summer of 1964 that they were introduced to it by Bob Dylan. The foursome were in awe of the folk singer and didn't dare to refuse him when he offered them a joint. Ringo went first and was unaware of the custom of passing it around. He smoked the whole thing. Dylan ended up giving each Beatle his own joint. They enjoyed the experience so much, it became part of their lives and their songs. Paul McCartney later confessed that Got to Get You Into My Life was in fact an ode to pot. 2. A Kiss for St. Christopher. An act of delinquency turned into an unforgettable experience for teenager Angela McGowan. She had swiped Ringo Starr's necklace, a St. Christopher medal, when the Beatles were mobbed on the way to a radio interview in New York, that same summer of 1964. He was distraught. He had worn it every day since his Auntie Nancy gave it to him on his 21st birthday. Live on air, disc jockey Cousin Brucey Morrow announced that whoever returned it would get a kiss from Ringo. St. Christopher medals flew out of the shops in Manhattan, but the DJ identified the true culprit. The next day, Angie and three of her friends got the promised kiss in front of a full camera crew. 3. A Postman's Grief. Eric Clegg was a young police constable when a young woman stepped in front of his car while he was driving. She died from the impact, and although the incident was declared an accident, he left the force and became a postman. He discovered later on that the woman he had killed was John Lennon's mother, Julia. By coincidence, Paul McCartney's old house was on his postal route, and he had to deliver fan mail every day. A reporter from the Sunday Mirror tracked him down in 1998. Clegg said, "It is something I have always kept deep inside. I haven't even told my wife and children. I suppose I will have to now." 4. A Beatle for 10 days. Ringo Starr was having his tonsils out at the start of the Beatles' 1964 world tour. They hired a replacement drummer, Jimmy Nicol, whose career had been up and down until that point. His hair and his clothes were altered, and for 10 days he lived the life of a Beatle, joining in the concerts, press conferences and parties. On Ringo's arrival in Melbourne, Nicol was presented with an engraved watch and £500 and put on a plane back home. Bad luck, bad decisions and a certain amount of arrogance meant that Jimmy's career continued going downhill until eventually he vanished into obscurity, forever blaming his time with the Beatles for his misfortune.